KJAN Sports.
Time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, a few high school activities last night around the area. In high school wrestling over at Riverside High School, it was Riverside downing Tri-Center 46-30. Riverside also beating Woodbine 69-6. Tri-Center topping Woodbine 41-18. Also over at Plattsmouth, Nebraska, Logan Magnolia won a pair of matches, beating Bennington, Nebraska 42-37, and Loma over Plattsmouth, Nebraska, 62-17. Four nationally ranked wrestling teams meet in Ames Sunday for a series of duels as 10th-ranked Iowa State and 20th-ranked UNI compete against 9th-ranked Missouri and number 11 Arizona State. ISU is off to a 3-0 start, and the schedule gets much tougher for Coach Kevin Dresser's team.
We've never had back-to-back matches like this at Hilton, so you know, I told our guys this is kind of indicative of what you could face at the NCAA tournament in St. Louis in March is, you know, you get a high-quality guy twice in one day. And so from that perspective, it's going to be a huge test for us.
UNI opened with wins over South Dakota State and North Dakota State. Panther coach Doug Schwab is thrilled to have the season underway.
You know, I think about all the guys that have missed opportunities and lost opportunities last year, and you know, for whenever we get one, man, I'm just going to tell you, and I'm going to keep saying it, and you guys will probably get sick of hearing it, but I'm going to be grateful for every single opportunity that we get. And every time I get to lead my team into competition, man, I'm not going to take it for granted. I'm going to enjoy every bit of it. And looking forward to Sunday and wrestling two really quality teams.
Got action Sunday in Ames. In high school boys basketball last night, a couple of games around the region. Clarinda topping Sydney 58-33. Stanton beating Southwest Valley 60-53. In girls hoops, Sydney beat Clarinda 52-23. And Stanton a winner over Southwest Valley 54-22. The weekly Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union basketball rankings out yesterday afternoon have Bishop Garrigan number one in Class 1A. Locally, Exira EHK is ranked 6th. Logan Magnolia 13th. Cam dropped out. They were 10th last week. In 2A, Maquoketa Valley is top-rated. Nottoway Valley in at number 5. Trainer is 7. Underwood is 12 this week. In Class 3A, Cherokee is top-rated. Panorama is in at number 10. In Class 4A, Glenwood is top-rated this week. Creston at 8. Denison is at number 11. And Harlan ranked 12th this week. And in the 5A poll, Johnston is number 1. In college men's basketball action yesterday, a couple of former prep stars locally had some nice nights last evening as Northwest Missouri State beat Fort Hays State 64-51. Ryan Hawkins had 14 points and 9 boards as Northwest improves to 7-1 on the season. Also, former Atlantic star Garrett Franken had 13 points and 7 rebounds and 4 assists last night, helping Dort to an 87-68 win over Jamestown. Dort moves to 14-4 now on the college basketball season. Corey Kispert had 23 points and 8 rebounds as top-ranked and undefeated Gonzaga beat Pepperdine 95-70. That's their 17th consecutive victory over the past two seasons. The number 3 Villanova Wildcats have ended a 10-day break for COVID-related reasons and returned to practice Thursday. Coach Jay Wright said he hoped he could field a full roster when the Wildcats play Seton Hall on Tuesday at the Pavilion. Nova hasn't played since a December 23rd win at Marquette. The Atlantic 10 Conference is pulling its men's basketball championship out of the Barclays Center in Brooklyn because of concerns over the COVID-19 pandemic. The new location of the championship, which will be played March 10th through the 14th, is under review. Michigan State is postponing a second straight men's basketball game due to a COVID-19 outbreak within its program. The school says it will not host Indiana on Sunday as scheduled. The Spartans previously postponed a game at number 5 Iowa last night because 3 players tested positive for the coronavirus. 2 more Georgetown men's basketball games against Providence and Marquette have been postponed after the Hoyas reported a positive COVID-19 test. Also, South Carolina basketball coach Frank Martin and 2 other staffers won't travel with the Gamecocks for a game Saturday night at LSU. They're home because of health and safety protocols. Georgia State postponed its 3rd straight game because of COVID-19 as the Panthers halted all team activities for a week after multiple positive tests within their program, including athletes, coaches, and support staff. Iowa senior guard Jordan Bohannon has regained his confidence, and that's been a big part of 5th-ranked Iowa's four-game winning streak. After missing most of last season with a second hip surgery, Bohannon started slowly this season.
I kind of realized that I'm not going to be 100%, you know, physically, mentally, right from the get-go off this season because I really haven't played, you know, a healthy game in 1.5, 2 years. So I knew I wasn't just going to be able to be off and running to start.
During the last four games, the former Linmar standout has averaged 18.5 points and shooting 63% from three-point range. He had a career-high 14 assists in Sunday's win over Minnesota and was named the Big Ten Co-Player of the Week. And Bohannon continues to climb the Iowa and Big Ten career list for three-pointers and assists.
I always said this, so the assists means more to me than the three-point record. Even the Big Ten three-point record, if I'm able to get to that, the assist record means more to me just because that shows, you know, how unselfish I've been able to, you know, find open guys. And, you know, I've had a lot of high assist numbers and a lot of great people that I play with.
The Hawkeyes had Thursday night's game with Michigan State postponed due to COVID issues with the Spartans. The Hawkeyes are set to return to action Sunday at Northwestern. The Northern Iowa women take a 3-1 Missouri Valley record into tonight's start of a two-game series at home against Missouri State. It'll be their conference opener for the Lady Bears, who have not played in nearly a month because of COVID. Their last game was a December 19th loss to South Dakota State. Here's Panther coach Tanya Warren.
It doesn't matter how long of a layoff it's been. I mean, those kids are veteran. All of those kids played in the Sweet 16. They won the conference last year. They're driven. They're well-coached. They're going to be just fine.
Warren says their preparation won't change, even with Missouri State having been idle for so long. In football news, Urban Meyer has agreed to become head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He leaves the broadcast booth and returns to the sidelines after a two-year absence that followed a health scare. The 56-year-old Meyer was team owner Shad Khan's top target. Khan waited nearly a week to get it done. They met last Friday on Khan's yacht in Miami, again Wednesday, and one final time at the facility on Thursday. Meyer has won three college national championships with a staggering winning percentage of more than 85%. Hiring the longtime college coach with three national championships signifies a new direction for a franchise that's lost 105 of 144 games since Khan took over in 2012. The New York Jets reached an agreement in principle with San Francisco 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh to hire him as their head coach. Saleh replaces Adam Gase, who was fired on January 3rd after going 9-23 in two seasons. The 41-year-old Saleh is recognized as an energetic leader who's well-liked by his players and had been the 49ers defensive coordinator under Kyle Shanahan since 2017. Quarterback Jared Goff will start the L.A. Rams playoff game at Green Bay on Saturday, and John Wolford will be inactive. Coach Sean McVay announced his decision Thursday ahead of the final workout for the Rams before they travel to face the top-seeded Packers at Lambeau Field. Wolford started the Rams' last two games, but the second-year pro was injured early in Los Angeles' 30-20 win at Seattle last Saturday. Browns coach Kevin Stefanski is back with the team after having COVID-19. Stefanski returned to the team's facility Thursday, 10 days after he tested positive with the virus and after he missed Cleveland's playoff win over the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. He'll make his playoff debut Sunday when the Browns play the defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs in a game we'll have here on KJAN. Four stars from Alabama's national championship team, including Heisman Trophy finalist quarterback Mac Jones, are leaving early to enter the NFL draft. Jones, wide receiver Jalen Waddle, cornerback Patrick Surtain II, and defensive lineman Christian Barmore announced their intentions to leave. They're all considered potential first-round draft picks. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.